Welcome to The Skim, presented by Stellar. From reality TV to social media, Hollywood to the small screen, we've got you covered.
The Skim is your go-to for a deep dive on all things pop culture, so you'll never be scratching your head when the WhatsApp is lit with gossip again.
I'm Adele Miner.
And I'm Bráwan O'Neill.
And as always, before we get started, thanks to our sponsors, Hey You.
And speaking of Hey You, our producer Patrick was at a very exciting Hey You event last week.
I was, yes. I went to BravoCon with the lovely Hey You people last week. And for anyone who hasn't, like a lot of people probably haven't been to BravoCon, but everyone who doesn't know it, it's basically like Comic-Con or I kind of say like Disneyland for like reality stars. So literally all the Real Housewives, all the Below Deck people, just basically like meeting fans. There's like fan experiences happening for 3 days, like photo ops. It's literally like when you see like a Real Housewife arrive, the reaction is like it's a Beatle or like a member of One Direction. It was like insane. But with Hey You, we got like access to a press room, so we were kind of there for like 2 days doing like a million interviews with like anyone who arrived. So loads of Real Housewives. Got to chat to Andy briefly, and he filled me in on, well, I asked him, would an official Real Housewives of Dublin ever be on the cards? He kind of gave me a very like, brushed me off with his answer a bit, but
he didn't say no.
He didn't say no,
no.
Exactly. That's the like little thread we're clinging to. And he kind of, when I said like we used to have an unofficial like Dublin Wives, he kind of made a weird face. So I was like, I won't mention any more on that. But yeah, so like, he said his producer of Watch What Happens Live is Irish. So potentially, you know, if we can start lobbying her, then maybe, you know, we'll get it. Also met one of Bronwyn's faves, Bryn Whitfield from Real Housewives of New York. She was fab. I met her just after she lost her, you might have seen online, she lost her heels in the
escalator.
Escalator, elevator.
Wait, escalator.
Yeah.
She had a wicked witch.
Yeah. Literally, like, she stopped the whole elevator. Escalator.
It was her LeBoutons as well, wasn't
it? Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like, there's an iconic picture of them just like sitting there. So by the time I interviewed her, she was in like hotel slippers. But especially like her and Jessel from The Real Housewives of New York, they were very like happy to be there, their first season. They're not like jaded by the whole thing yet. So they were very like down to earth and lovely to meet. Everyone was lovely, actually. I didn't get to chat to Lisa Vanderpump, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
She was on my hit list. So I only met Kelly and Kristen from the old New York. So I didn't meet like Luann or Sonia. But yeah, it was just an amazing couple of days. Hey, you were very good to us. Yeah, it was just kind of like a fever dream of Hey You reality stars. Also met, I'll just, before I leave you guys to chat about the rest of your stuff, I also met Daisy Kelleher from Below Deck Sailing
Yacht.
Yeah, she's lovely. She had a kind of a tough season, so she was saying like her family like tuned out kind of this season and her friends because they all found it kind of like hard to watch.
The reunion was really hard to watch.
Yeah, Jesus.
I actually had tears in my eyes watching her, so upset.
Oh, it's desperate. But she's so lovely, and yeah, she was even like, if you're on your own for like the thing, come and meet me for a drink.
Aww, so, she's so lovely.
Just a Dublin gal.
Yeah, fab. But anyway, there is, I did write a little bit about, and there's a few interview clips on stellar.ie and
your TikTok as well.
Yeah, we on TikTok.
All the gossip.
It's all there.
From the red carpet on that. Tell me, is Captain Jason just as good looking in real life?
Yes. Oh my God. Literally, he was like the
That's
talk.
That's all
of,
I want to know.
Like, there was a few people who I asked, like, are you looking for romance at BravoCon? And everyone's answer was like Captain Jason. So, and I actually chatted to him and Aisha as well, and they were like just so lovely. And yeah, he's amazing in the flesh. I was like, me too. But yeah, and then also, Hey You have like their streaming highlights from BravoCon. So check them out as well.
So this is our last episode of the year and of the season, which is quite sad. But we thought it would be a nice way to wrap it up with the topic of how 2023 has felt like the year and a new era for kind of unapologetic femininity. So yeah, I wrote a feature on it for the magazine maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and it was sort of just after the wake of the Barbie movie, which was our first episode that we recorded. So it feels like a nice full circle moment, because I think now we've got enough distance from the Barbie movie. It's been a couple months since it came out, and we're still kind of seeing the fallout from it and how, what effect it's had on sort of society as a whole and how it's trickled down. And I think that a big part of the movie's output is how women, young and old, are kind of embracing being female and femininity a lot more. What do you think?
I mean, I agree. I love being a woman. I love being a girl. I was a tomboy briefly as a child, like even before, I think like when I was in primary school, I was just like, I want to like wear jeans and I don't want to wear pink. And then when I got to like 14, I was like, I like pink.
That's funny. Yeah, I was nearly the opposite. When I was like a child, I loved pink and everything girly, and I wanted to be a beautician because I just wanted to paint nails and that kind of thing. And then I kind of became a teenager and I was like, ugh, I'm not like other girls. I listen to Arctic Monkeys and wear check shirts, which I still do, to be fair. But also I would definitely want to be like every other girl now. But like that was a real kind of thing in the 2010s. Like the Tumblr era, it was very like, no, I'm different to other girls. Like I wouldn't associate myself with feminine things because I thought it would mean that I would be taken less seriously, I think. That was my mindset.
I like completely agree, even though I loved, and I still do, I still love pink and I still love being a girly girl and makeup and all that jazz. Sometimes it is like, oh God, if I come across a certain way, will people think I'm a bimbo, basically, even though we are in the bimbofication of the world
right now. Yeah, I spoke about that in the piece,
Like, I
bimbo to us is like a bad word. Yeah. It's like an insult. But for Gen Z, it's kind of they're rebranding it and reclaiming it to be a good thing.
Both of us kind of, because we're like on that cusp of millennial and Gen Z, we can see both sides. And I think we were like influenced by like older girls a lot being like, oh, it's not cool to be this way. But also when I was like watching TV, it was all like really girly stuff, like Powerpuff Girls. Do you remember Winx Club?
Yeah, I loved
that was
Winx,
so cute. And like, I think it's really, but on the other side, then we had these like Lara Croft and like Buffy who were like really cool and kick ass. And like, they didn't wear pink because they were like tough. And now I'm like, I can be tough and wear pink, actually, guys.
And that was kind of the whole point of the Barbie movie as well, that they were like, you can be a president and you can also wear pink dungarees. Like, it's all good. I think, like, in the 2010s and the, well, the noughties, we did have, like, feminist, or I don't know what you would call them, but, like, icons of, like, femininity. But it was the likes of, like, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Elle Woods, and they were kind of, like, punching bags, like they were the butt of jokes. It was like, oh, they were considered quote unquote bimbos. So that's my interpretation of what it was. And even as like a child, I would see the way that they were and think that like, oh, they're so dumb, or like they're just stupid girls. And it was because I was like consuming the media telling me that they were dumb, so I just believed that they were. But actually, in hindsight, they're really not. Like Paris Hilton has admitted herself that she was almost playing a character, which is manipulative, but you have to be smart to manipulate, you know. Like it's actually genius.
There's like a video of Paris coming out of her car that I just saw recently, and she's like, has her normal voice, which is quite deep, and she's like, okay, like let's go in here, and then the paparazzi are like, hey Paris, and she's like, hi guys, like her little baby voice immediately. Like it's so funny to see that like she is like playing a character.
It's genius. Yeah, even when you watch old episodes of The Simple Life, though, sometimes I'll like a clip will come up for me or whatever. I don't know. Now, I was a child when I was watching this, so that's how I didn't notice it. But I don't know how adults thought that they were being serious, because they're so unserious now when I'm watching it. I'm like, obviously they're not being serious. How do you actually believe that they are stupid? They're just like playing characters for this show and to become famous, and like everyone else fell into their trap.
And like, we also grew up in the time of like the Playboy Bunny. Like, I think that really helped, quote unquote, jump scares.
Where is this going?
But, like, so I remember like Playboy Bunny being like a big thing when I started in secondary school. So I was like 12 or 13. And everyone
had the tracksuits. Pink,
and all that stuff. So I was like, this is cool. Like, wearing pink is cool. And maybe like, it's not like, quote unquote, intellectual. But like, I was 12, I didn't know, I didn't care about being intellectual. But then I remember this so vividly, and I tell this story all the time. I love books. I love to read books. I love girly whirly books. I am a girly whirly at heart. But I remember turning 18 and being like, okay, I have to go to college. I can't read these silly little books anymore. I have to read serious books. And my idea of serious books was like Gone Girl.
I thought you were going to say like Joyce or something.
No. Sorry, I was, you know, still very radicalized. I like had just read The Handmaid's Tale when I was like 16 or 17, and like that changed me intrinsically as a person. But I was like, oh, I have to read like serious books, and like people won't take me seriously if they know what like type of media I like to consume or whatever. And even now, someone who, like, I don't care if people take me seriously or not, or they think that I'm like a bimbo or too girly or whatever. But when I'm like, oh, trying to recommend a book or a TV show, I feel like I'm like, okay, I know it's not that serious.
But yeah.
But yeah, so like when I'm recommending things, I feel very like defensive in myself.
You have to justify. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll be like, this is my favorite book, but like, I know it's like silly. It's, you know, it's not going to win
it's
any like
deep,
Pulitzer.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite thing is it's not that deep.
But yeah.
Like, I don't know. I can hold many values in my life. I can...
Well, we've done like a whole episode on like pop culture being dismissed and how that in itself is like a form of misogyny. Last season, I think me and Jade spoke about it and we had like the exact same thoughts about that. And I have done that to myself my whole life and probably still do it now, where if like that I'm recommending like a show or if it's reality TV or whatever, I'm like, but you know, it's fine. But yeah, I think 2023 has kind of been a turning point for me anyway, and but I've seen it among other women too, and like even just the act of like going to the Barbie movie, and like when I went to go see it, there was people of all ages, like older women, younger women, children, and some boys as well, and like everyone was wearing pink, and I just feel like it was just a moment, you know, a real moment in time.
And I know we've talked about concerts as well, but I love going to like a concert with a mainly like female audience, and everyone's like dressed up in these like really cute little outfits. And look, we're not getting into the capitalism of it all because we could be here all day, but I think it's really cute, and I love being a girl. I love girlhood. I just love wearing like bows and little cute little skirts and dressing up. And I think the best part of a night out is like when you all come together with your friends and you're getting ready to go and you have like music playing. And it's so fun. And then
that's
you
my favorite part of any of our work events too, when we're all getting ready in a room and we're like swapping stories and swapping like makeup and stuff like that. And it's so chaotic, but it's just so joyful.
And like everyone is like, oh, I'll do that for you. Because I think as well, we presume or we perceive women as like fight, like really catty. They're fighting each other all the time.
Yeah, like we're in competition with one another. Which is so not, we're so not true for me and my group of friends anyway. We completely support each other.
Like, I think women supporting women is really important. But, like, I think girls are just, we're just nurturers. Like, that's our nature, to nurture each other and be nice and kind. Mm-hmm. And yeah, of course, not everyone is like that. But when you get, like, a gaggle of girls, which I think is the correct terminology, it is just, like, this lovely little matriarchal society. Yeah. And it makes me really sad when people have to be like, oh, I enjoy
boy company. When people are like, I don't really get along with girls. I prefer boys. I'm like, do you though? Like, I think there's a real thing in like a lot of kind of media and podcasts and TikTok videos and stuff of like, particularly when it comes to like the workplace, of like how to be taken seriously in the workplace and how to like get what you want and get a higher salary and whatever. And a lot of the time it's involves like adopting male kind of behaviors.
Yeah.
And I think that society needs to become more female than it does more male, or women don't need to become more male. I think society needs to become more.
I literally will end all my emails, and you do the same thing, with a little
with a little kiss. Little kiss. Not to everyone now, to be fair. I rain back sometimes, but like, yeah.
To my pals, you're getting a little kiss, you're getting a little smooch.
Yeah.
Because like, we're just girls.
Yeah, exactly.
My new favorite trend on TikTok. Have you seen those videos where it's like, we're just girls. Yeah. We're going to send kisses at the end of videos. Like, it's so cute. And I know some people don't like to refer to women as girls, but please call me a girl forever, because I'm not going to ever be a woman, a grown woman.
I know. Do you ever get when you're like getting on a bus or something and someone is like to a child, like, let the lady on first. I'm like, where's the lady? Is the lady in the room with us?
It's not me.
It's not me.
Yeah, I used to work in a shop and they'd always be like, let the lady get your, take your sweeties. And I'm like,
I'm a child.
I'm more the same age as your toddler. But I also think another side of this is when women are in male spaces, you always have to justify it. So if you enjoy like sports, or I don't know, that's all I got for boy things. But you have to be like, I like this because of X, Y, and Z. And you can't be like just a casual fan of something. Like, I like Formula One, and I've had so many men be like, oh, you just think the drivers are fit. Yeah, I watch 3 hours of people driving around in circles.
You can't even see their faces.
On.
Yeah.
like make a mix. Like I said once, someone said that to me, and I was like, "Oh, is that why you watch it?" And he did not enjoy that.
Yeah.
Because why do you like? That's not my first thought when I watch it. Something. Yeah. So is that your first thought? You think they're sexy, which they are, but
but that's besides the point.
Two things can be true, guys. But like it. Like Drive Survive and Formula One is my real housewives because they're so catty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I've heard about it. I need to start getting into it. But like, I think, so isn't it this week you were saying that Jacob Elordi was caught saying something on a red carpet that made people a little bit upset?
Yeah, he obviously got his start. He's now like really cool. He's in Euphoria.
Serious actor.
He's Elvis.
Yeah.
But he obviously got his start in The Kissing Booth. Yeah. Franchise, mm-hmm. which is like a rom-com.
And is team. He in, I have not seen it, he's all in all three. Okay.
He's the main okay. boy.
Like, so he didn't just do one movie.
No, he did all three and he got paid for them and he was, you know, happy enough to do them. Oh. And now he's come out and been like, I didn't even want to do those movies. They were ridiculous. And he said that they were, he was like, I don't want to feed people trash. Which he then like said that those mm-hmm. movies were.
But like, so this is while he was promoting Saltburn,
yeah,
the current
which is
movie.
Like
yeah.
Cool
so that's
edgy.
Being taken seriously now. Yeah, that's really annoying, Jacob. Now, I've never seen The Kissing Booth, but like...
Look, they're not good movies, but like, I don't care. I'm going to go to the mat for it because like...
They serve their own purpose.
They had like a big fan base. They were originally books and mm-hmm. you have to be like quite a popular book to be made into like a movie, let yeah. alone three movies. Mm. And like for him to be like, oh, it was just like trash.
Yeah. And that's what gave him his leg up. Yeah. He wouldn't be where he is now if it wasn't for those things.
You wouldn't be an Elvis, Jacob. So like, mm-hmm. don't forget your roots.
Yeah.
And then like literally the next day he was on a red carpet and they said, how do you like pick your roles? Are you like selective? And he was like, oh, I just do what I need to do. Like when I need a job. What is it? What is the truth, Jacob? And like, yeah. women have said that. So like Rachel Zegler made the exact same joke and people were sending her full death threats after it. They were yeah. like, you're just so ungrateful. And I know I'm sitting here saying that Jacob Elordi is also ungrateful.
Yeah.
But if you're going to keep that energy for a girl or mm-hmm. and a woman, like do it for a boy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's so silly that like, he can just stand there and be like, yeah, girly stuff is stupid. I'm like, yeah. why would you want to be a part of that?
And he's not like that young that you can be like, ah, he'll learn. He's what, like 26?
He's 26.
So,
like,
yeah,
he's
kind of disappointing for him to say things like that. But look, I know one person, I don't know if I mentioned this on the previous episode that we did on dismissing pop culture, but one person who is really good with that kind of thing is Harry Styles. I feel like I bring him up in every episode ever. But anytime he's asked about One Direction and they're like, nah, like, are you kind of embarrassed about it? He always says like, no, not at all. Like, that's what got me to where I am now. So I think we need more men to have that kind of mindset. Or it's like, if famous men, if they are creating things that's targeted towards like a female demographic, they shouldn't then go to become more famous and take on more quote unquote serious roles and kind of scoff at the stuff that they did before, because that just kind of reinforces this narrative of like men things taken seriously, girl things not seriously, and that's an issue.
And like, sorry, teenage girls make the world go round. I want that tattooed yeah. on my body. If a teenage girl likes it,
yeah, we've said
be
it before, like the Beatles, literally, like yeah. not taken seriously, but now one of the best bands in the world.
And like when they released their new song a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I kept hearing like interviews with like Beatle experts or pop culture experts or whatever. And they were all men.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Where's the teenage girls?
Yeah. Like, were you there in the 60s screaming and shouting over it? No, I doubt it. And yeah. like Elvis is the same. Like yeah. my nanny is Elvis's biggest fan. And to this day, she will be like, it breaks my heart that he never came to Ireland. She would have loved to have seen
Aww.
Him. But like, I can imagine, like, okay, I'm going to get really emotional now, but like, it breaks my heart and it makes me really emotional when I think about my like nanny or my mom when they were like my age or like a teenager and like enjoying the same stuff that I enjoy, because like, of course they did. They were girls
same
too.
Same brain, yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah. you know, they like, my mom was the one who introduced me to Britney Spears, and I would like do my like Britney concerts in the kitchen and make my mom and my nanny watch, and they loved it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't, but, you know, and I just think that then men come in and they're like, this is stupid. But then in like 20 years, now I'm not saying that One Direction will be as like iconic as the Beatles, yeah. but like, will in 20 years people be like, Harry Styles, like, he's so cool?
Yeah, no, I can see that happening for sure. So that's why in the moment we need to just not be embarrassed about the things that that we enjoy. I think like also 2023 has given us like not just the Barbie movie to embrace like our femininity, but there's been things like the Taylor Swift concerts and swapping like friendship bracelets and stuff. And it's kind of ushered in this new like way of being that it's like, I know if I was 17 or 16 or whatever and at concerts and I saw people like swapping friendship bracelets, I would have been so embarrassed for them and cringed out. But now to like 16, 17 year olds, it's cool for them.
It's
and
so
I'm
cool.
So glad that they're not like, I'm not like other girls and I'm not doing that, because that's really healthy.
I know, I love, I am exactly like other girls. Like
I want to be like every other girl.
I love Taylor Swift. I love like a silly little rom-com. I have like no groundbreaking like icons or anything like that. I just like what girls like, and yeah. Because people think it is a compliment to be like, oh, you're so different from other girls, or you're not like the
rest of
other
girls.
Wear
it as like a badge of honor.
No, I want to be the exact like don't say that to me and be like, oh, it's like the
sorry
same.
I'd wear it as a badge of honor when I was a teenager. Yeah. Not now.
Like, it's like when you were like younger and people would be like, you're so mature for your age, girl, why do you think that's trauma?
Like, eldest daughter.
But like, then to turn around and be like, you're just not like other girls, or you're different from other girls, it's not the compliment. It's not the flex.
It's not, yeah,
it's not a compliment.
We've now realized that it's not the compliment that we think it was, and I'm sad that it took me so long to realize that, but I guess maybe I had to have that mindset when I was younger to really appreciate it now.
I'm like, I'm just so happy that like I have a little sister who's 9, and I'm so happy that she can grow up in a world where we're getting like very deep, but like in a world where it is nice and it is fun to be a girl. And like, I think about this all the time, because obviously we grew up and we had already had 2 female presidents in Ireland.
Yeah.
And then I think about people in America who have never had that.
Yeah.
And that, like, I'm a big believer in like, if you can't see it, you can't be it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, my little sister would be like, yeah, we were like at the zoo the other day, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to be president. I was like, of course you are.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, of course you will be. And you'll also be a Barbie, and she wants to be a hairdresser, gymnastics coach, and president, which, fair.
Yeah.
Like, I think
a slashy.
I had that. Yeah, like, I think I had all those, you know, dreams when I was like 9.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I want to do boy things and like be a boy and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, I want more women to just be girls.
Yeah. Well, I think that like after this year, I am very, very hopeful for the future. Obviously, equality does not exist and may not, probably won't exist in our lifetimes. But 2023 has just been like a turning point. I don't want to say for feminism, because that's very dramatic.
Intense.
Yeah. But for femininity and
For our
mindset, yeah.
To be like, you can wear pink as like a TD, or you can wear pink in court, and like, it's silly that you have to wear these like boring colors. No, I want to be fun and girly and express myself the way I want to express myself. Just because you think it's unprofessional, or you think like, I think it's ridiculous when people are like, you need to have your nails a certain color, grow up. Like, genuinely, if you think my nails are like unprofessional, that's like the bar is on the ground.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, it's obviously like certain industries, it's more rife in it. I think we're just really fortunate in media that it's literally all girls and Patrick in the office. And we can kind of just dress whoever we want to, within reason, obviously.
Like, read my CV. Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of the time, because obviously we're both blondes, we dress. I mean, I don't think we dress like in, like, we're not bopping around like Elle Woods.
No.
But I think people will kind of come in and be like, oh, they're just like silly girls. And
yeah.
Obviously, that can be an advantage sometimes. Like, you can play, like, I used to like play
yeah,
up to it all the time,
it.
Being like, oh, ha, I didn't even know that I did
yeah.
that wrong.
Yeah.
And they're like that scene in the Barbie movie where
yeah.
they get all the Kens distracted and they're like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
Weaponized incompetence on my
yeah.
part, which I think men have really like honed in on that. But I will forever be a queen of being like, I just don't even know.
No, I do it, yeah.
Every time a light comes on in my car, I'm like, Papa!
Yeah.
How do I fix my car? And he's like, you need to be able to do this yourself. And I'm like,
I don't want to.
I don't want to. Like, I could, but like,
yeah, if I'm getting something out of this shambles of a fucking patriarchy, it's that, at least, having my car looked at. So that's all we have time for this week and this series.
Thanks again to HeyU for sponsoring us again this series. Don't forget, you can start your 7-day free trial over at HeyU.com.
They've got all the reality TV you could ever wish for all in one place, including all of the drama and tea straight from BravoCon in Vegas. See you next series.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.